Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show.
Well, today at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, a committee is going to look at budget cut proposals. According to a UNL spokesperson, the university is bracing itself to cut more than $8 million in the coming months.
Wow.
Earlier this year, that the president of the NU president had said that the cuts will come down on jobs. The budget shortfall for the university system totals about $49 million.
The idea is we got to save up money to pay our new football coach. Wouldn't that be great?
People, like, we got to just learn. This
we're
is
putting
how it
together
is.
A big package. He's got an empty check. I don't even know what I'm going to put in there for Scott Frost, but it's going to be big.
We want to cover it.
Who needs a law school? You're like, wait, what?
We want to cover it.
Papa John says it supports protests by NFL players against inequality. Jeez. Company says it believes Americans should also honor the national anthem at the same time. They're trying to course correct after their CEO, Papa John himself, accused the NFL leadership of hurting pizza sales through ineffective handling of the protests.
Well, they got trolled on Twitter by their competitors, Pizza Hut, all the other guys, because he had tweeted out that people taking a knee was hurting sales. And they're like, ain't hurting our sales.
Isn't that funny?
NFL ratings are helping our pizza. Our pizza ads air during football, and we're doing great. I mean, they're putting up sales figures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and then it got bad because
a white supremacist organization declared Papa John's its official pizza. And the company's like, no. Like,
we don't need
that kind of publicity. Yeah, so they had to make this whole campaign about, like, denouncing neo-Nazis and racists.
Gosh.
All because of this. And they're like, this is bad. So yesterday they tweeted their sincere apologies to anybody who thought that Papa John's comments were divisive. They just want you to buy their pizza. Eat pizza.
Better ingredients?
Mm-hmm.
Better pizza.
There's just better options out there.
Better
I feel
options.
Like, you know.
No,
some
I'm
people
saying
swear
by Papa John's
some people love it,
slogan
so.
Is
yeah,
better ingredients, do. Better pizza,
yeah,
right?
Better? I haven't had a Papa John's in
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, you have.
No, it's been a long time. I couldn't tell you. It was way before they changed their marketing. So,
but
yeah,
they didn't change their recipe. I mean, like, Domino's, like, aggressively changed, like, their pizza when they realized that they were bottom of the list. Pizza Hut stayed pretty true to itself, but Papa
Godfather.
John's.
I think the advertising agencies are stealing money from these groups. The Domino's ad campaign is about how people, mom and pop people, have bought their own Domino's and then remodeled them.
Okay.
That's their big ad they push. And you at home are sitting there like, you're focusing on all the wrong details, right? You're selling mm-hmm. pizza. Yeah. I don't care who owns the pizza
right.
place.
I can give a crap.
I mean, obviously somebody at an ad agency said, I think people look at Domino's places and they think they're dirty and grimy.
Okay.
And then they all way overthought how to explain that we've remodeled our Domino's.
Just I think also they're competing with the idea that, like, everybody has their regional pizza. And so it's like the idea of local fresh. And so Domino's probably wanted to get this, like, but look, it's locally owned. Like, it's a franchise, but somebody in your community is directly benefiting from the sales of their pizza. Pizza, there's a lot of good opportunity. There's a lot of good choices, I should say. A pill that contains a digital tracking device has been approved by the FDA. The pill contains sensors that will alert doctors when it's been taken, and it's intended to help prevent medical emergencies that happen when people skip their medications. This is the first time that the Food and Drug Administration has approved a tracking system.
So it's a pill for taking pills.
Yes.
It's not the pill like birth control. This is a
no.
pill tracking pill.
The tablets have a sensor embedded in them, and they're meant to allow easier treatment for things like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, some depression, things that are very, like, user sensitive.
Yeah, okay.
Like, So the pill's sensors send a message to a wearable patch, and then that relays the information onto like an app that lets the patients track their medication on their smartphone. So like if you forget, like, did I take it? Did I not? And things can get really kind of scary when you're talking about something that's, you know, yeah, very...
You forget, then you
right.
overtake or you don't
it
take
sounds weird.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I think know. We're all going to play wait and see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not...
It's like the blue pill, red pill. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill.
What happens?
You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Where do I want to go?
Probably to gay porn, but that's okay.
Cool.
That's okay. That's your journey.
That's your journey.
That's the red pill. Or is that the blue pill? Or what do you do happens when you take both?
I thought when you take the blue pill, it's like, what are we going to do with this
pills,
guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll do with this deal. You want to go down to the batting cages, hit balls with it? Hey, look, my arms are behind my back. Home run.
Right. Sure. Because you're swinging a bat.
You don't know.
I do.
I don't. Cyber Monday. It's expected to become the largest online shopping day in history this year. They are expecting $6.6 billion in sales when people log on to their computers on November 27th.
Week
That's
from
the
Monday.
Monday. Yeah,
week from
less
Monday.
Than a week away.
Now, if we do early or, Black Friday savings.
No, a little over a week away.
Yeah, it'd be a week from Monday. Why? Because like Black Friday savings have already started. I would think that
That's
Cyber
a lie.
Monday
That's
savings
a lie.
Start before Cyber Monday.
It's I all know. Lies.
Black
I'm like,
Friday
I'm
is
standing on corners screaming, it's lies.
Why? Did you take the red pill? Because
yes!
Your sweatpants make it seem like you took the blue pill.
You noticed. And I am not swinging a bat. No, I just think it's funny how they use their weekly, you know, this opportunity to use their weekly sales, which they normally do anyway, and labeled it as a Black Friday special. It's not. Lies.
Well, according to industry experts, Black Friday is still red hot among consumers yeah. planning to shop over Thanksgiving weekend. And they say overall, Black Friday offers the best deals with things like televisions, tablets, jewelry, appliances. I think it's bigger
Lies.
Ticket items.
Molly's cat is over her shoulder, by the way.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, my God. I can see its butthole.
He was staring at me. And the moment
Gross.
I acknowledged him, he turned
away
and
like
showed
it.
Me his elevator button.
Dude, his doorbell is my
he
husband.
Showed
likes
me
to
call. His
he calls
doorbell.
It the doorbell. Does he have dangling dice?
No, he's fixed.
Well, that's sometimes Can't Mike Rocky have... had still had. It was just empty. You can flick him. There's nothing in him.
You flicked your cat's
no,
empty sack.
You could, Molly.
I
come
think,
on.
You
I
said
think
you.
We
just said
learned
you
something today.
You got Brigham.
You about just said you did.
Why Rocky always gave me those looks when he would come over.
Take me. Leave the no. door open.
Those are looks
he's
of...
He's hurting me.
Those are yes. looks of flick 'em. He's shaming me.
Oh.
He had big old cannons down there. And they're empty. How weird is that? Because you always thought they went, you know, went up in the... I don't know. They're empty.
Yeah, I never give cat balls. It's not
weird,
like ever.
Isn't that weird?
Ever.
Crazy
like,
cat lady Molly.
Yeah, I don't spend that much time thinking on it. Just in time for the holidays, Weight Watchers has unveiled a new line of diet wine called Sense. I don't know what it tastes like, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Really?
Sauvignon Blanc becomes the latest of several calorie-cutting wines that are on the market. So the idea for low-calorie vino has been fermenting at Weight Watchers for close to 2 years. They've been trying to get in on this. Some other people have gone ahead and put it out there. But the idea is that it's still wine. It still gets has an alcohol content.
But see, I always thought wine was low in fat and all that stuff. But no, apparently not, right?
It's just No, I mean,
fattening.
It's about 150 calories per 4 ounces, I think.
Oh, yeah, really? Don't they usually say all booze is booze?
Yeah.
It's
usually.
Sugar. I mean, okay. it just the way your body metabolizes it. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's like, yeah, they're calories, but not all calories are equal. Like, I mean, if you ate 150 calories worth of lean grilled chicken, it'd be better for you than drinking 150 calories of red wine.
Ew.
Take it from somebody who has tried to play the numbers. You will lose. But yeah, that's just in time for the holidays. I am so stinking excited. But here's a weird thing that's becoming a sensation. An Iowa State University student tweeted a photo of a slice of cheese between two Pop-Tarts last week and captioned it, "You ain't from Iowa if you never had one of these."
What is it? A Pop-Tart with cheese in the middle?
Two Pop-Tarts with a slice of cheese. I mean, that's...
Cheese sandwich. Pop-Tarts is bread. They're saying it's a thing.
In Iowa. Of course, Iowa.
I've never heard of this. No. I mean, I've heard of like the Made Rights, you know, the loose meat sandwiches.
They have those. That's their thing.
These are college kids. I assume it's awesome. You know it must be good. That's why they're doing it.
It looks gross.
I mean, a Kraft American cheese single.
Yeah, and I love that stuff. Yeah. How can you go
pretty
wrong
with
cheese?
Pretty much go pretty good with stuff. So
I think it depends on the flavor of the Pop-Tarts. Like if you had, let's say, maybe like a berry flavored, yeah, because it would almost be like if you have brie and you put a little like berry compote or something on it that like really brings it out. But I think it would be gross if you were eating something like the cinnamon sugar with a slice of cheese. Like that to me sounds...
I guess we'll have to try
it. We need to find out who's done it.
Yeah, if you've done this before and you're familiar with it, yeah, give us a call, 938-9400. So cheese in between, I'm just thinking cheese would ruin the sweetness or something. I don't know. That's weird.
You just need to shut up and put it in your mouth.
Okay.
Get in there. Get busy. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
I didn't realize it was going to be so easy. I feel like Harvey Weinstein.
I feel like one of his victims.
You know you want to eat it. You know you want to have it. Can I show you my cheese sandwich? You're like, I said no and you still did. So I feel like we're maybe miscommunicating a little bit.
All right. 938-9400.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
This is Sierra. Sierra, what can we do for you today?
Yeah, I was calling about the cheese and the Pop-Tart.
Okay, the Pop-Tart. Where did this come from again? The two Pop-Tarts of cheese in the middle sandwich.
So there's a thing over Twitter that says you're from Iowa. You know you're from Iowa, and then it's got a picture of a slice of cheese between two Pop-Tarts. I'm from Iowa. I lived in Iowa my entire life, and it is not a thing. I've tried it. It's disgusting. I highly don't recommend it for you.
Oh, you don't?
No, I know. This guy's getting trolled.
He's getting...
Yeah, it's awful. So it's like a big thing that they do. It's for some reason in Iowa where they put pictures and like, you know, you're from Iowa, and then there'll be pictures of like something to do with snow or something like that. And then this one came up and everybody's like, no, like you're wrong. This is disgusting.
So you haven't done it. No one's done it. We want to know someone's done it.
I have done it.
And you said it was gross.
And it's awful.
Is it really? Okay.
I mean, do you like real cheese? Do you like American cheese slices between bread?
Yeah, but bread is different. Bread is not sweet. The Pop-Tarts, when you put it between the Pop-Tart and you get, like, the filling of the Pop-Tart, it's just not good. It's just not enjoyable at all. It's, like, yummy cheese and then yummy Pop-Tart, and then it's just disgustingness mixed together.
Okay.
I'm with you, miss. I think it absolutely sounds... like a culinary nightmare. I mean, when I read this, I was like, well, of course it's a college student because A, probably got dared to eat something. B, you're like not very choosy because you're so broke. And C, let's be honest, maybe a little bit of some heightened drug experience. Suddenly you're like, yes, this is amazing. I mean, I've seen people eat leftover lettuce off the floor of a car because they're just like got the munchies so bad.
Who the hell eats that? Really?
Yeah, that's gross. Dug it out. It was so gross. I was like, really? They're like, I'm so starving.
I watch this. I love watching rock documentaries and music documentaries on Netflix. And I just watched one yesterday. And it was about the punk rock scene in New York at CBGB.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they showed a classic band called the Dead Boys I'd never heard of. And the guy would come out on stage with bologna slices.
Yeah.
safety pinned to his shirt.
What?
So I'm watching the clip and I'm like, interesting. And he's thrashing around. He's like 80s punk. And then he would, but during the show, he'd rip the bologna slice off. He'd rip one slice off, blow his nose in it, and then eat it.
Gross.
And spit it on the crowd.
Ugh.
And I'm sitting there watching this documentary, and I was like, eating a sandwich.
Oh, no.
I was like, ugh. Oh, falls down. And the guy's got two more bologna slices left for the rest of the show.
No!
And all these fans were like, it was the greatest scene ever.
Blowing your nose.
In bologna.
In bologna.
So, ma'am, there is something worse than cheese between two Pop-Tarts, was the point of my story.
Hey, Sierra, have a good day.
Thank you, you guys, too.
Okay, all right, take care. All right, 938-9400, that's into the show.
Hey, our buddy George is on the phone, wants to talk about something. Hey, George.
Hey, great. Going back to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah?
At my wedding, on the altar, after we said I do, my wife squeezed my hand three times. I had no idea what it meant. And afterwards, I asked her, I says, what was that all about? She says, that means I love you. Every day since then, when we kiss each other goodbye, at least once a day, one of us will grab the other's hand and still squeeze it three times.
Oh, wow, George.
And that's the honest to God truth. And as you know, it's 45 years and it still goes on. When I heard that story this morning, I literally cried in the car.
Did you really?
Had you heard that story? Yeah. Had you heard it yet before? So Jimmy Fallon said that that's how his mom used to communicate with him, and he just lost his mom, and then Taylor Swift came out.
Yeah.
And the lyrics had already been written to her song New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Where that must be a common thing. And the line was, you squeezed my hand three times in the back of the taxi. Yeah. And everybody was like, man.
Oh, it was. And so now I got to go, of course, got to go out and buy the song. But anyways, it was just, it sent chills down my spine. And I knew Jimmy Fallon lost his mother, but I hadn't seen his return show and didn't know any about that. And it was really cool.
Well, cool.
Wow. So thank you.
Oh, George. I mean, remember, George, it's 45 years, right?
45 years, yeah.
And how long did you guys know each other before you got married?
3 years.
Okay. All right, George. Hey, good to hear from you, buddy. All right, take
good
care.
Good to hear. Bye.
Good old Georgie. So here's Jimmy on Monday night.
Passed away recently, and I canceled our shows last week to be with my family and make arrangements. She was the best audience. She was the one I was always trying to make laugh, and she was such a fan of the show and everything I did. When we were little, my mom would walk us to the store, me and my sister, and we would hold hands, you know. And she would squeeze my hand three times and say, I love you. And I would squeeze back, I love you too. And last week, I was in the hospital.
Lost and I'm scared and you're turning away. I want your midnight, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day.
So I'm curious, Molly, who's the song about? On a side note, Taylor Swift sings a song called New Year's Day, and she talks about
something, someone, right?
So there was the line. So here's what was weird. Did you hear that? Here's the line right here that had already been written.
In the back of the taxi.
So that's sort of sweet.
Yeah,
squeezing the hand. But so then when you get into, so I was looking up the lyrics of the song and I'm like, it's either about Molly, you think it's about her boyfriend or it's like your soulmate. I was wondering if it's about like Ed Sheeran, that it's like, we might be a couple, but we'll always be together. Like we'll always be cleaning up bottles on New Year's Day.
I mean, to me, it was, she's not officially gone, but I took it as like her and her new beau.
I thought it was like a backup song, a backup boyfriend song. You know how like people have that like, hey, I might not wind up with somebody, but someday maybe me and you at 50, if we have no one else.
I love the song. I think it's really sweet. I'm a sucker for like just plain stripped down piano, though.
I like that she didn't get all dressed up, that it was
she
just
normal dress. I didn't see
like,
it, so yeah.
Subdued. It's like, what do you wear to a performance that's almost like a funeral?
Yeah, she just wore like a hooded sweatshirt. I mean, it was really, just leggings and a hooded sweatshirt. I mean, she wasn't all dolled up or anything. And she gave him the biggest, sweetest hug at the end.
She's like Leif Garrett hair. Like very soft, isn't it?
The hair's very 70 flowy with the bangs with like the very statement like curl like things on the side. I know,
she
I thought the same thing.
Doesn't want to hear that. She probably doesn't know who Leif Garrett is, and then she looks it up.
She's like,
I'm a dude then.
He does, though.
Fires her stylist. They were just reporting. She's doing great. She's got the best-selling album of 2017 so far. Over 1 million copies sold in just the first week it's on sale. And she was spotted, Taylor Swift was spotted in Nashville, her Nashville Target. Took pictures with the fans while she was buying a copy of the album herself.
I want to see Taylor coming on stage with three bologna slices, safety pin. to her hoodie.
I do too.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
Hello, no, it's okay. You there? What's going on, dear? Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I have one for you, I think, that is just as bad, if not worse, than Iowa's Pop-Tarts.
Oh,
what is
other
it?
Than cheese between two Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah. Mississippi. I have a sister that lives there. And visiting her, I could not figure out why all these cafes and little stores had these jars of vibrant colored pickles. So, you know, me being adventurous, I grab one. Worst thing ever. It's not that they're just colored. They actually brine them in a Kool-Aid mix.
So oh, I've heard of this. Yes, they're Kool-Aid brined pickles. They're Kool-Aid pickles.
That's not so bad.
It's, yeah, no. It's vinegar, which sweet. It just, it's really gross.
Salty sweet. We like
Maybe
it.
Maybe I got the wrong flavor. I don't know, but oh my gosh, they're everywhere there.
Yeah.
And
yesterday was National
Pickle Day. She told me it's a Mississippi
day.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday
right.
was National Pickle Day, so everyone was talking about picklebacks, and that's where a lot of times you get those popular different kinds.
Okay. All right. Yep. I've never heard of this.
Yep. I saw
no,
when we went
down. No, you look it up. You can put in Mississippi pickles, and you'll have a million recipes come back. And they look like the brightly colored Krabby Patties on SpongeBob. It's just...
right. No, they're super weird looking. They're coolicles. Kool-Aid soaked pickles, and I saw them when we did a road trip with the kids. And you look at them, and you're like, "What is that? It looks like a medical experiment."
Does it?
And I mean, I wasn't that because the one that I saw, I think, was like either brined in like fruit punch or something.
So they're red. So
this is hardly exotic, though, in the grand scheme of brined foods. A pickled in Kool-Aid is
coolicle,
very very light. How about pickled pig's feet? I challenge you to go down to Starsky's and reach into that jar. Like they used to brine up all kinds of stuff.
You can still get pickled pig feet in places. I don't know way. Not in a million years can I eat that.
I'm always just like with what this lady's talking about, like in Mississippi, the Kool-Aid pickles. I get it. Like I mean, you're kind of taking it back because you're like, who even thought to do that? Who's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that extra packet of Cool Lime. and throw some cucumbers in here and get some pickles going. It's like, ooh.
Well, Kool-Aid is still very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Nick Jonas and Shawn Mendes, they've been added to the 2017 American Music Award lineup. It's going to be hosted by Tracy Ellis Ross, who, if that name sounds familiar, Diana Ross's daughter. She's on Black-ish. The AMAs are this Sunday, November 19th. It's also going to have Selena Gomez, Christina Aguilera. There's a ton of people that are going to be linked to this. And Blake Shelton has been named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive 2017. He and fellow voice judge Adam Levine will have a lot to talk about. Adam Levine was Sexiest Man Alive in 2013. So from Oklahoma, Blake Shelton's 6'5".
He's 6'5", huh?
Yeah, he's a tall drink of water. And Kim and Kanye are having a girl. At least that's the word that she spread when she stopped by Ellen. It's going to be airing today, but she taped it yesterday. She was telling a story about how her oldest daughter, Saint, is trying to weasel her way into getting to play with the new baby's toys before new baby gets here. And she goes, Mom, since baby sister's not here, I think I need all of my toys, all of her toys in my room to play with them to make sure they're all okay for baby sister. And Ellen's like, okay, so you have a very kind young daughter, but you also just revealed that you're having another girl. So that's the case.
On Ellen.
North is the name of their daughter. Saint is the name of Kanye and Kim's son. No word on what they're going to name baby number three, who's coming via surrogate. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
And I watched Ellen yesterday. I try to catch Ellen every now and then. I do enjoy it. She had Dax on.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, my God. He's hilarious. They did Ask Dr. Dax deal. And in the backdrop, they had photoshopped his head onto a body that had a doctor's jacket with a stethoscope hanging and this ripped body underneath. And then he answered questions from the audience. It was awesome.
And was Kristen there?
No, Kristen wasn't there. My God. But you know what? He kept referring back and forth to her and, you know, and just relating to their lives a little bit.
Yeah, she's kind of like the accessory Dax has to bring. I mean, I think if you're him... you have to at least to get invited places, you allude to the fact that she might be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
He must get a lot of that looking past him. Like, he comes into a party and everybody's like, hey, and there's always the look over the shoulder to see if, like, Kristen's with him.
Yeah, what a fun guy, fun couple.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.